18 point favorite. Needed an official's help to score a 4-point win over Penn State in double overtime last night.
Yeah,
get to the point, would you?
Sounds like Bobby Knight needs to learn a few things about the overconfidence and complacency game.
I forgot more about this game than all you people combined are ever going to know.
Hey, line, Tijuana, Mexico, say what department? Veteran Baja radio host continually called fired Cal basketball coach Lou Campanelli. Campanelli. From Campanella, as in Roy Campanella.
Who goofed? I
My lips
know.
Are sealed, but he's known as the Tijuana Twit.
Now what's going on down here?
Headline, Los Angeles crime file. 42-year-old TV soap opera actor who's been in shows like Dynasty and Santa Barbara was arrested over the weekend and charged with attempted murder.
Get to the point, would
point
you?
Point is, he's got the same last name I do, even spells it the same way. Worse than that, our first two names are identical, too. So it was quite a shock for me to pick up the L.A. Times Sunday morning and read, James Patrick Healy is arrested.
Calabunga, dude!
Dateline, Sunset Strip, Private Snoop report. Is it true? A Northern California football coach was dismayed when USC fired Larry Smith for a purely selfish reason, felt he'd always be able to beat Larry Smith's SC team.
Cowabunga, dude!
Dateline, Sunset Strip, incoming clipping sent along by listener Bob W., who says, is this article about the Century Cable Company here you've often criticized?
Get to the point, will you, Jim?
Quoting from the story, Century Communications left Wall Street nervous. While most cable stocks didn't budge in 1992, Century lost 40% of its value.
Now, what's going on down here?
Dateline, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, long-distance memo. Former listener Bob Stewart. Bob Stewart found a headline in his local paper up there, rather amusing, as if the AFC's win over the NFC in Sunday night's Pro Bowl All-Star game really meant something. Headline in Monday's Coeur d'Alene Press read, AFC tops NFC, gets revenge for Super Bowl.
Okay.
Headline, Sunset Strip, sound-alike department. Listener Waldo S. Nominates Larry Bud Melman, whoever Larry Bud Melman is, of the David Letterman Show and our Myron Cope, but only, he says, when Myron isn't excited.
Now, what's going on down here?
See, he's excited there. Did you notice that?
Yeah, I did.
Dateline, Sunset Strip. Tonight's weak, very weak humor. Listener MZ's wife insists she never listens to KMPC from 5:30 to 6 p.m., but every time their baby messes his pants, she says, who pooped? I've got to know.
I don't think that's funny.
Look, it's a wacky business. Who cares?
Dateline, Los Angeles, memo to the world champions Larry Stewart. Your vignette about sportscaster Bob Costas kidding himself about the lines of his, the tapes we use here, is typical Bob Costas. He doesn't take himself seriously, has a tremendous sense of humor, which is probably part of the reason for his success in broadcasting.
Look, it's a wacky business. Who cares?
In fact, Al Michaels is another success story who coincidentally also has a great sense of humor.
Right.
Look, it's a wacky business. Who cares?
Blow it out.
Dateline, Los Angeles, double take department. Last Saturday, day of the farce show, Riddick Bowe, Michael Doak's heavyweight title fight in Madison Square Garden, this headline to the lead story on sports page one. Roe to restore spark at New York's Garden. Boxing. Roe will defend. He will defend against Roe. I'll repeat that. Quote, he will defend against Roe.
Say what?
Well, I mean Bowe, and they meant to say dope.
Who goofed? I've got to know.
Stay tuned.
Okay.
Dateline, New York City. Fast follow-up. As expected, Michael Doakes is completely washed up. Referee stopped the fight Saturday night in the first round, but afterwards, sounding like a man who's taken, listen to the way he talks, far too many punches in his career, Michael Doakes was outraged the referee hadn't asked him if he could continue.
You never asked me, was I okay, was I hurt,
Was I in New York, or was this Mad Squirt fucking garden, or was I black, was he white, or who am I, what's my name, where are you, what round is this, anything, this show where I'm incoherent, or not competent enough to continue this event.
Next, presumably, Michael Doakes moved on to a crisp, clear discussion of their personal problems with Marge Schott.
I'm just shocked. All of the people that talk to me all over, they don't like this, okay?
Say what?
They do not like what is going on, okay? So, if it does, that's the Green Boys of Baseball.
Dateline Los Angeles TV puzzle, which got the better television numbers here, NBC Sunday at 8 doubleheader, or Friday night's LA Clipper Phoenix telecast. Answer, did you say Lakers Phoenix?
Yeah, I did.
That is so much crap.
Lakers Phoenix had an okay 5.2 rating and 9 share, with Charles Barkley no doubt boosting the audience a bit for the Laker team.
Bad team, man. Bad team.
But Sunday's NBA doubleheader was an easy winner, a 7.8 and 20 for Phoenix versus Orlando.
Bad team, man. Bad team.
And a 9.0 and 21 for Chicago Portland.
Okay.
Dateline Los Angeles Press pickups. Significant note by columnist Mudd in today's world champion.
Yeah,
that yet was. Quote, UCLA coach Jim Herrick told the McDonnell Douglas show on KMPC that he has caused many of his problems by making statements he later regretted.
Say what?
Well, that beats me. Herrick surely wouldn't regret this statement.
It's going to be another ball burner.
Dateline, Los Angeles TV golf check. Pebble Beach telecast Saturday and Sunday got adequate numbers here. A 3.3 and a 10, then a 3.5 and an 8. The winner of the tournament was Aussie Brett Ogle.
His swing sucks.
Say what?
Well, that's football's Mike Ditka. He's an expert on Ogle's golf swing.
His swing sucks.
Dateline, Los Angeles, television shocker. Know what got the best sports rating the entire day here last Saturday with a 4.9 and 13? ABC's Pro Bowlers with the late Chris Schenkel.
Now, what's going on down here?
Dateline, Los Angeles, TV Afterthought. Meanwhile, college basketball continued to go right down the turlet here.
Say what?
Sunday, Purdue, Michigan got a 2.0 rating and 5
shares. Okay.
Saturday at 2.0 and 7 for Duke, Notre Dame. And a 1.3 and 5 for Florida State, Connecticut.
Now, what's going on down here?
State.
Okay.
Dateline, Los Angeles, follow-up weekend's Ultra Shocker. The National Hockey League All-Star Game got only a 1.6 rating and 5 share here Saturday. That's no surprise. Los Angeles likes hockey like George Bush likes broccoli.
Right.
But here's the Super Shocker. What's your guess on Saturday's UCLA-Washington State game?
It's going to be another ball burner.
That is so much crap.
Yes. Bruins Washington State telecast did even worse than NHL hockey here Saturday. Only a 1.5 rating and 4 shares.
Now, what's going on down here?
Dateline, Sunset Strip, sudden thought. Week ago, last night here, I dropped a one-liner, not wishing to embarrass him with a lot of publicity. I dropped a one-liner. Longtime UCLA announcer Fred Hessler needed all our prayers. I knew his fight with a long-running liver problem was almost over, but we let it go with just the one line. That was a week ago last night. Stay tuned. Hey, Lies, Sunset Strip, fast follow. But even I was surprised only hours, literally hours later, when I got a call a week from this morning that Fred Hessler had died at 73. One of his favorite radio calls on KMPC took only 7 seconds, but it was the play that gave UCLA its victory over USC in 1965 and propelled the Bruins to a Rose Bowl championship.
Back to throw, Steven. He's throwing the long bomb. It's a hit for Altenberg. Got it on the 8th. UCLA stop.
Another of Fred Hessler's great UCLA and KMPC moments came in San Diego in the spring of 1975. The final buzzer for legendary Bruin basketball coach John Wooden's final game had just sounded.
It is one of those fantastic moments in sports history when UCLA's John Wooden in his final coaching game at UCLA gets a team that responded magnificently and goes out a winner. The 10th NCAA title for UCLA. The final score, UCLA 92, Kentucky 85.
Deadline, Pullman, Washington, TV faux pas of the week. It was pulled by good old Raycom Television Network on its syndicated UCLA-Washington State telecast Saturday, carried on Channel 5 here in Los Angeles.
Get to the point, will you,
Jim? Okay, the opening shot of the telecast panned the Washington State rooting section. It showed right in the middle of the picture a Washington State rooter in gray sweatshirt. On the front of his shirt, clearly visible on TV, five letters were neatly embroidered. F-U-C-L-A.
Calabunga, dude.
Dateline, Los Angeles, college basketball's TV nosedive continued Sunday, where Purdue-Michigan basketball Purdue-Michigan basketball got only a 2.0 rating and five share here. 60 Minutes recorded a 23-7-36 that night. Second high on the night was the laugh-in reunion with a 20.4-31. It was heavily publicized and advertised. Personally, I couldn't take very much.
Ah, blow it out.
Dateline, Los Angeles, final TV note. Last night here, you know who ranked number one. That is in Greater Los Angeles, ranked number one, and number one by a mile, Miss Tuesday Night.
And the rock and blow it out.
She is a lovely lady, and my apologies to her.
Dateline, Atlanta. Braves right-hander John Smoltz signed a four-year deal. Guessing around $16 million. Smoltz is only 25 years old, but you'd never find that out in the wire story. Sports ticker wire never gives his age.
Who goofed? I've got to know.
Line, Tampa, Florida. Owner Hugh Culverhouse of the Tampa Bay Football Buccaneers begins chemo treatment tomorrow for lung cancer. And do you believe this? Do you believe this? Here's another story. They don't list the age of the principal. You talk about inept journalism.
You talk about chicken sh**.
Headline, New York City. The Riddick Bowe, Lennox-Lewis people failed to make a deal on a summer heavyweight title unification match at today's meeting.
Okay.
But down the line, they'll get together eventually. It's called big money.
That is why we have a system of justice of Jewish prudence.
Headline, New York City weekly college basketball polls. Top-ranked West Coast team is out west, not really on the West Coast. Top-ranked out west team is Arizona, number 5 in one poll, number 7 in the two others.
Okay.
Number 1 in the country again this week with a 20-2 record is Indiana. We all know why.
I forgot more about this game than all you people combined are ever going to know.
Dateline, Boston. Red Sox new assistant general manager is Mike Port, 47. Port was the California Angels general manager from 1984 to 1991.
Yeah,
he was. Dateline, Detroit. Detroit baseball Tigers signed bad-legged Kirk Gibson, who will be 36 in May. Gibson hit only 196 in just 16 games down at Pittsburgh last season.
Now, what's going on down there?
Headline, Los Angeles, person-to-person follow-up. Even when he was younger and productive and fairly healthy, Kirk Gibson was a pain in the keister, a humorless guy who took himself too seriously.
Get to the point, will you,
Jim?
Well,
the first day he ever joined the L.A. Dodgers at a press conference on Feb 1, 1988, Gibson got up in his pulpit and immediately set guidelines for his teammates to follow.
Contrary to your, to many's belief, I'm very easy to get along with. As long as you're 100% with me on the field, I would never have a quarrel, and I'll be easy to get along with. On the contrary, if that isn't the case with somebody else, then we'll have problems.
Ah, blow it out.
Okay. Dateline, Los Angeles, person-to-person flashback number two. Jump now to May 23, 1989, the following year. Gibson second with the L.A. Dodgers. Philadelphia's Ken Howell has just beaten the Dodgers here, but claims he didn't have his best stuff. A member of the Dodgers' own publicity staff, asked Kirk Gibson after the game about Howell's stuff and got this snarling, sarcastic reply.
What do you think, I'm a f***ing idiot? What kind of question is that?
An honest question.
Who's the winning pitcher? You tell me. So who had the best stuff? Do you think I would ever?
That wasn't my question. My question is the stuff.
He's a winning pitcher, I did. So obviously he had pretty good shit, didn't he? I don't like questions like that. Don't ever ask me to do that to an opposing player or my own player. You go in and you say he's really disappointed in his stuff. He had weak stuff. He's lucky. No. What do you want me to say? Yeah, he was lucky?
No.
Stupid.
Wow. What a nerd. Dateline, Lakina Kell. Dave Reynolds had a 9-63 in the first round of the Bob Golf Tourney today. Last week, Pebble Beach winner, Aussie Brett Ogle, didn't enter.
This would suck.
Ogle is competing this week in the Australian Masters.
This swing sucks.
Yes, we know. Dateline, Lakita. Bob Hope follow-up. Playing in only his second tournament of the year, Masters champ Fred Couples is five strokes behind tonight.
Now what's going on down here?
Dateline, Detroit. Afterthought, Kirk Gibson. In his first tour of duty with the Detroit Tigers, he met his wife. His wife, a topless dancer at a Detroit area nightclub called the Booby Trap. Dateline, Las Vegas, 1993 World Series line. Gets books, but as high as 35-1 in another.
This job is not that easy.
Stage of
okay.
Dateline, Las Vegas, 1994 Super Bowl line. To win the next Super Bowl, most of the books have Dallas favored at 4-1, with the 49ers next at 5-1.
Okay.
Dateline, Toronto. Darryl Mouse Davis is called the father of football's run-and-shoot offense, spent 2 years with the Detroit Lions, then the last two in the World League. Tonight, Mouse is named the Toronto Argos offensive coordinator. That's a surprise. He was quiet as a mouse about it. Dateline, Honolulu TV critique. Say what, department? I don't think there's anything wrong with my hearing. But didn't Dallas wide receiver Michael Irvin call his own quarterback Troy Aikman Roy Aikman on Sunday night's Pro Bowl telecast?
Get to the point, will you, Jim?
Well, Irvin caught a short TD pass near the end of the first half from Troy Aikman. On the sideline, right afterwards, he told an ESPN reporter, "You know, Roy and I have such good timing."
Calabunga, dude!
Dateline, Honolulu, Pro Bowl TV critique continued. Not learning a lesson from ABC TV and its overman Monday Night Football booth. ESPN crammed in three guys for the Pro Bowl Sunday night. The play-by-play man plus Joe Theismann and Chris Berman, who went mano-a-mano to see which could log more airtime.
Right.
Stay tuned.
Okay.
Dateline, Honolulu. Follow-up. In a pre-prepared move to steal the spotlight Sunday, Chris Berman suddenly came up with a trivia question. Who holds the NFL's all-time single-season punting average record? Naturally, when no one knew, Berman proudly announced, Sammy Baugh of the Washington Redskins.
You got a problem with
yes,
that?
Yes, I do. Berman never explained because he didn't know why famed passer Sammy Baugh is the all-time one-season punting champion. It's because Baugh played tailback in the Redskins' single wing in the days of the quick kick when nobody was back on defense on third down. They aren't back there now either. The tailback would kick the ball, quick kick it, deliberately low, about 30 yards, and let it roll another 30.
Right.
Dateline, Lakita, late update, Bob Hope Golf. Well, they finally finished today's first round.
Now, what's going on down there?
Dave Runnels is the leader at 9-under-63. Two shots back are Mark Hayes, Nolan Henke, and Dennis Hammond. Among 10 of them at 66 is sweet-swinging Curtis Strange.
His swing sucks.
Whatever you say. Dateline, Hollywood, showbiz boo-boo. Did you catch the popular Jeopardy! Ever Catch It TV quiz show?
Yeah, I did.
Well, host Alex Trebek better stick to the script and lay off the ad-libbing on the sports category.
Get to the point, will you, Jim?
The other night, the answer to a question was Nolan Ryan. Nolan Ryan, ageless pitcher, will be back for another season or so. But here's what Alex Trebek has to say about Nolan Ryan. He'll be in the Hall of Fame very soon.
That is so much crap.
Of course it is. Players have to wait 5 years after they retire before they're even eligible for the Hall. Somebody tell Trebek to lay off the sports ad.
Now, what's going on down here?
Headline, Sunset Strip. Personal note. For tonight's Clipper-Phoenix game here on KMPC, we've got to hit the Clipper Network at 6 o'clock straight up. Oh, boy. I'm getting nervous already. We'll be able to do it. See, hear me? I can't even talk straight. I'm getting nervous.
That is so much crap.
Headline, Pasadena, Super Bowl leftovers. Of all the remarkable records in the Dallas Buffalo Super Bowl meeting, entertainer Michael Jackson's halftime crotch grabbing still shines brightly. According to the final stats, Dallas was caught holding 3 times. Buffalo caught holding 4 times. Michael Jackson caught holding 9 times. That's the sports picture. The complete sports story right up to the moment, brought to you by Caesar's Palace, Pies Restaurants, and CompUSA. Jimmy Lee, good night. Next, the LA Clippers and Phoenix Suns.
Bad team, man.